Stephen Hunick, artist and founder of Dog Mountain, committed suicide in 2010, and his wife Gwen did the same earlier this summer. But visitors are still showing up at the pastoral compound, many with dogs. On this hot, late summer day, Leonora Forsland and her friend Marianne Gummery are watching their pets play near the gallery. When they heard that Gwen Hunick had died, Gummery says they were shocked.
Great worries, because I walk here 3 to 4 times a week, and my dog has complete freedom. She can swim in the pool. We snowshoe in the winter, and it's open, completely open to the public. The Hunicks were very, very generous, and I worried a lot that I would lose my place to walk and to refresh myself and my dog.
She had reason for concern. To maintain the 150-acre property, including a chapel, Stephen Hunick needed to sell lots of his prints, sculpture, furniture, and books. The art market tanked during the last recession, but his widow Gwen somehow managed to keep the doors open. When she died in June, art director Amanda McDermott was stunned. As a few customers browse, she sits on a bench stroking Sally, the puppy she inherited from the boss she loved.
I wasn't really thinking about the future of Dog Mountain when I heard of Gwen. I just thought of, like, I've just lost a mother, you know, and a friend, and somebody that was just such a part of my life on a daily and nightly basis. Sometimes we would hang out, have a glass of wine down at her house. We always talk shop. We'd always be like, no, no, no work talk, no work talk. And then it just always crept in all the time.
Now McDermott and a handful of other staffers are keeping the business going. There's been an outpouring of community support, with volunteers sprucing up the grounds, building new fences, and this weekend, painting. McDermott is reshuffling some of Hunick's basic motifs to create fresh images and objects.
I like being able to carry on or making new prints, because I'm looking over there at this Barkin' for No Reason print that has always been a black lab, and I recently turned it into a beagle.
Because beagles, she notes, bark maybe even more than labs. McDermott is now customizing art for owners who want it to look like their favorite breed, and she hopes they will continue to buy up Hunick-inspired whimsy so that the serious business of shaping Dog Mountain's future can proceed. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.